AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The White House is acknowledging that President Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine was linked to his demand that Ukraine investigate the Democrats and the 2016 presidential election. The admission comes from the acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney.
We do that all the time with foreign policy. We were holding up money at the same time for, the Northern Triangle countries. We're holding up aid at the Northern Triangle countries so that they would change their policies on immigration.
But hours later, Mick Mulvaney claimed his comments had been misconstrued. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, who is leading an impeachment investigation, said this.
Things have just gone from very, very bad to much, much worse.
President Trump says the Democrats just want to get him out of office. But at a campaign rally last night in Dallas, he said they won't get him out at the ballot box in 2020.
They're not going to win. They're not even going to. They won't come close in 2020. They know it. They know it. They're not going to win it.
The president is hailing his decision to broker a ceasefire with Turkey in northern Syria as a great day for civilization. But critics say he is again abandoning our allies, the Kurds, who were central in the fight against ISIS. Fellow Republican and 2012 presidential candidate Mitt Romney.
Are we so weak and so inept diplomatically that Turkey forced the hand of the United States of America? Turkey?
Kurdish fighters have 5 days to get out of their homeland in northern Syria before the Turks resume their offensive. The son of Mexican drug lord El Chapo Guzman is alive and free, says a family lawyer, though he's wanted on drug trafficking charges here in the U.S. The lawyer says Ovidio Guzman Lopez got into a gun battle with security forces in Mexico's Sinaloa state, but they decided to suspend the operation for safety reasons. This is AP Radio News. It's a first in the nation. California is rolling out an app to warn of earthquakes.
We are announcing the nation's first comprehensive early alert system for earthquakes.
That's Governor Gavin Newsom. The smartphone app is called My Shake. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf.
Seconds save lives. Early warning can allow people incredible opportunity to prepare, to cover their heads with the pillows, to duck and roll, to avoid more catastrophic loss like was experienced 30 years ago.
A Colorado woman is pleading not guilty to charges that she tried to sell three human fetuses and a fetal skeleton for $20,000. Emily Kane posted on Facebook that she got the fetuses from a university lab collection. They're believed to be from stillborn babies from the 1920s. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.